And so there's just one railroad track goes through Custer, but two different trains. So that's a kind of complicated deal.
I'll be darned.
And a little old town they call Foley out there now, it never was a store. It was just where this junction was on the railroad. They used to fella stay out there and switch trains and all. But anymore they don't. But up there, Thomas, the old Thomas, was back out this way a little ways. But then when the railroad finally went through there, they were on each side of the town, and for some kind of reason they moved it on up the way.
Oh, I noticed you mentioned the little town of Fay last time. I noticed that when
I was back. Fay's up there on the railroad. It's never been very big nor very little. It's just there. That's about all. It's sitting right on the railroad way. But
they've got a good-looking elevator there.
Yeah, I know. These boys at Thomas that I've been telling you about, it's got them. It's got that bugger up there, and they've got one at Weatherford.
Oh, boy.
For them, as these old silly farmers should have had all that, mm-hmm. You see. Instead of that, them old boys, they're just pretty sure dealers.
Let somebody else.
It's got them trotting ponies and all out there. You know, there it is. Well, that old boy, he just wears more money than he can.
My goodness.
This little old fella. And he got married, and him and his wife was having a little trouble. He was about to run off with some other girl. And he come, they was two girls working in there. And this McNeil, he's the owner, you know. And then there's another fellow working for him. He come work a little late one morning, and he come in through the office and started back in the back part. And the other girl says, if I was you, I wouldn't go on back there. And he said, oh, I don't guess it matters. He just went on back there, and boy, that old boy was getting him something, you know. This other girl knew what was going on, you know. He said, he's getting more fireman.
That would be unwise. And they're all spread out right there in the office.
Yeah, just in the back room there. And this other girl knew what was going on. She advised him not to get back, but he went all back. And he saw what kind of mess he's getting in, so he up and quit. He didn't want to get involved, you know, in a family affair or a crooked deal, you know. And so he up and quit, and he got another job now. He's down to Hydro. He's doing good. Good old boy. I like him.
Boy, that can be a mess when you get into family.
Yeah, he tried to get his wife to get a divorce, and she wouldn't do it. And.